militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed.
If you're a woman over 35 and suffering from hot flashes, mood swings, low sex drive, it could be your hormones. Listen to what Suzanne Summers has to say.
All I could think was, who turned up the heat in here? I found out that it's all about balancing bioidentical hormones. My brain is sharp, my moods are even, I'm sleeping great, and I even lost the extra weight in my midsection.
Radiant Clinic is Suzanne Summers' only recommended clinic in Colorado for bioidentical hormones. Look for a location near you at RadiantClinicColorado.com.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Well, here at the United States Network, and with us this morning is Bob. Bob has a number of DVD or video documentaries we carry because we think they're all excellent. His latest one is very, very disturbing, and it's the story of the strange death of Congressman Sonny Bono. Would there be people in Washington, D.C. who would actually remove congressmen who were elected by the people? Well, I believe there were. I believe that when they found the plane that KAL-007, a Korean airliner that was shot down by the Russians, and they eventually found the wreckage, and you know something? There were no bodies there. Just the fragments of the plane, and nobody has ever found the body of either Larry McDonald or any other people who were on that plane, because Larry McDonald was challenging the system. He is holding hearings about how the United States government was funding the wicked communists. Well, Sonny Bono and met a very, very strange fate. And, of course, our guest this morning, Bob Fletcher, had been in touch with Sonny Bono's office. Congressman Bono is going to open investigations, congressional hearings, that would have been very embarrassing to the establishment. And, well, I'm going to let Bob tell the story and what he has uncovered as he has investigated the strange death of Congressman Sonny Bono. Good morning, Bob, and thanks very much for being with us. And your DVD is excellent. We're going to be carrying it. We want every American to see it. Go ahead.
Well, thanks a lot, Stan. It's good to talk to you again. Yeah, it was pretty upsetting when I found out that Sonny had been killed, and it was particularly upsetting for myself, a little more than average guy, I guess, because only 10 or 15 days before Sonny's death, I had been called by Sonny's office and called by from a friend of mine up there, Mr. Frank Cullen, who is the administrative assistant and actually the press secretary for Sonny. I had worked with Frank for a couple of years, supplying them with different investigative information, going back to, of course, the old Waco investigations where we had that outrageous church standoff and so many people were killed there, and the investigations that followed, etc. And what had happened was I had supplied Sonny with an in-depth investigation on drug-connected and banking fraud, money laundering, and drug suppliers connected to people at high levels in Washington. And it had been a couple of months. I was waiting to find out when Sonny was going to get opportunity to go over my report. He had gone over the report. Mr. Cullen called me and said, we're Sonny had seen my report. He was devastated by it and had set up to where he was going to do a major investigation into four or five of the items that I had brought up in my report, and specific people and specific events, and that Sonny was going to be, for the first time, was going to be on the intelligence subcommittee for the intelligence investigating committee for the Congress, and that he was going to have subpoena powers, which, of course, is really great when you're doing an investigation like this, where you actually enforce somebody, or they either come on, come before the Senate or the Congress investigators, they either answer the questions or they go to jail. So to have the subpoena powers, that was another additional real big deal. And this was going to be a really a big investigation. And again, as you briefly mentioned, Sonny was one of the guys, one of the few congressmen that wasn't controlled by anybody. He was his own man. And when he had found out about these outrageous criminal acts of drug smuggling, Sonny had decided that he was going to step forward and do this investigation. And the investigation was to start literally right after they returned from the Christmas holidays.
And the skiing trip.
They were going to... He was... They had, they had their regular break for Christmas, and part of the holiday for Sonny was his wife had talked him into going up to the ski slopes, and Sonny was an excellent skier, considered, as a matter of fact, almost to be professional. He was so good. He was not just good. He was really good. And as a matter of fact, the information I had gotten through Sonny's mother, as a matter of fact, who's now passed away, but was that Sonny didn't even want to really go, but he said okay, he would go on and they would take the kids up. And then Sonny had said to his wife that he really was too busy, had too much to do over the holidays, and part of that, of course, was going to be getting his head together on this new investigation. And that he was really very busy, but he said, oh, okay, he would go on up and go on the ski holiday. And of course, all of a sudden, what we get was the report that Sonny had crashed into a tree and killed himself, or had not killed himself, but had died from the an accidental collision with a tree.
And that was, what was so interesting is this: 5 days previously, a member of the Kennedy family had done the same thing. They'd run into a tree and killed himself. Two tree accidents, as it were, in skiing.
And as a matter of fact, yes, it was a Michael Kennedy. His accident, of course, was witnessed, so it was a, quote, legitimate accident. They were playing ball, and apparently he had was going really fast and didn't realize it, and lost control and smacked into a tree. And his accident was legitimate and had taken place 5 days earlier.
We'll be back in just a moment with Bob Fletcher as we explore the strange death of Sonny Bono.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of C&C Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath. AHNC brings you another meet and greet Sunday, September the 14th. Bob Ferris of Ferris Survival will be here along with Sherry Beitzel of Inside Out Therapies. Meet Sherry and Bob here at the KHNC studios located at 2 South Parish Avenue in Johnstown from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Once again, that's Sunday, September the 14th. You can contact Ferris Survival at 303-781-0343 or Inside Out Therapies at 970-402-7174 for more information. Meet and greet Sunday, September the 14th. If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
Here, our guest this morning is Bob Fletcher, and we're talking about the strange death of Congressman Sonny Bono. Pick up the story, Bob.
Well, as I was saying, they reported Sonny had lost control and crashed into a tree hard enough head on to kill himself. And of course, they moved very quickly with it. About the day or two after his death, and again, it was personally really it upset me. I was hoping that this was legitimate, that in fact it was an accidental death, because if it wasn't, then the very report that I had supplied him with would have been the reason that Sonny may have been killed if somebody had wanted to kill him. So personally, I took it really very hard, and I contacted or called Washington, called my friend Mr. Cullen in Sonny's offices immediately the day or so afterwards, not only to give my condolences but to kind of ask Frank what he thought about this, if it was legitimate, this all of a sudden 10 to 15 days after he calls me and tells me that we're going to do this really a big investigation, Sonny is found dead at the edge of a tree. So I called, and this is the first major red flag, and that was that my friend of about 4 years at that time would not talk to me. He would not take my call. And I left messages, and it went on and on. And I wrote him a note as well. But the bottom line was, a fellow who 10 days earlier was so excited talking to me on the phone never spoke to me again, ever. So obviously, I thought, something's wrong with this. I mean, even if he had just touched base with me, a couple of minutes, and we mutually discussed the situation, wouldn't have been so bad. But to have him never talk to me again, that was a real red flag. Something was wrong with that. And then, of course, later on, actually much later on, I found out that he also no longer talked to another person or two, one of them that had been a helper to Sonny for like 15 years and had known not only Sonny but Frank longer than I had. And he never spoke to that lady again either, never spoke to her again. So to me, that was a real red flag.
You wonder if he had been threatened or...
No, yes, it appeared obvious, to me, appeared rather obvious that somebody had scared him off to never talk to me again, particularly, obviously, if the reason for the death was the report that I had done. So I right away, I said, well, I've got to get the autopsy and find out what they say on the technical autopsy of how this took place. Because I also looked up and did other peripheral investigations, and I found out, to my surprise, that in terms of dying, people dying from ski accidents, it's extraordinarily rare. And, of course, as you mentioned, to have Michael Kennedy dead 5 days before, that would really be strange, his political active personality like that being killed in the same manner, or vice versa, actually with Michael Kennedy dying before Sonny. The numbers that the official ski association gave me relative to ski deaths was something like 26 or 27 people a year will die on an average, with 55 million ski days. In other words, they take a one person skiing 6 or 8 hours. They consider that one ski day. So they say out of 55 or 54 million ski days, you only have 26 people that are killed, and Sonny happened to be one of them. From a ski accident. So, again, that was another red flag. I said, wow, these percentages don't even make sense, and especially with Sonny being extraordinarily good on skis. He had been skiing at the Heavenly Ski Resort for 25 years. He knew the Heavenly Ski Resort like he knew his own backyard, which is, another, it's not like he was a stranger or didn't know where or how and what he was doing up on the ski slope and at the Heavenly Ski Resort in Nevada. So I tried to get the autopsy, and lo and behold, I couldn't get it. They said, oh, you can't get that. And I said, well, all I wanted was the written reports. I didn't necessarily need x-rays and photographs and things. I just needed the report.
Well, ordinarily, can you get an autopsy?
Well, yes, you can. And now, of course, all the states are different a little bit different. But like in California, you send $35 and you can get the whole report to you on anybody's accident. And it's, again, now, remember, it was accidental death, or they were saying it was an accidental death. It was an accident report. These things are commonly available to the public because, we pay for the police that do the investigating and we pay for the report paper. It's commonly public information. Now, Nevada runs it a little bit different. That's sort of set up there where the coroner's office kind of gets to pick and choose, and they only were making it available to his spouse, who was Mary Bono at the time, and she was really the only one, and his Sonny's own mother, who instantly thought that Sonny had been killed. Her reaction was that he had been murdered. Call it mother's intuition or whatever, but she was insisting that he had been killed, and she couldn't even get it. She was having problems trying to get a copy as his own mother. So eventually, it took quite a while, but eventually Mrs. Bono, the mother of Sonny, did get copies, and I got copies through the investigator, another investigator that she had personally hired at that time, and he forwarded copies to me. Well, when I went over the report, and also I reviewed the videotapes of the sheriff that handled the initial investigation and all of the rest of the immediate media coverage. I went in and I went to the archives of all the stations that carried it, and I dragged out and was able to get all of the different news reports and footage from the major TV news stations, which gave us good film footage, but of the area, and where it actually was. But in reviewing the sheriff's statement, he said a couple of things that was really extraordinary. another red flag, and that was that he said that apparently Sonny did not put his hands up in front of his face to stop the impact. And I thought, wait a minute, that's impossible. You can't even do that. I mean, you know, if somebody throws a baseball at you, you know, like right at your face from 6 or 7 feet away, and, you know, do you have the psychological ability to just stand there and look at it and have it hit you in the face? No, that doesn't happen. And if you're about to crash into something, whatever it is, even if you're falling down or whatever, it's an automatic response. And for the sheriff to say that Sonny had not put his hands up to protect his face and his head, that was another one of these outrageous statements. But it's a statement of fact, because according to the autopsy, it appears that that was true, that he did not, he hadn't done that. So I did get the autopsy, went over it inch by inch, and some of the things that, are absolutely ridiculous, as a matter of fact. But one thing was, the accident took place in the treed area. A lot of skiers like to go into the where there are trees, and you go in and out, zigzag around the trees. Of course, you don't go very fast when you're doing that. You can't go 30 miles an hour like they said that he was doing. You can't do 30 miles an hour in and out and around the trees, and it's rather a flat area. It's not a heavy an incline, so to speak. It's sort of a leveled off area. You just can't do that. And there's rocks and all sorts of things around. So then when I and also he was 120, 150 feet off of the ski path. So it was not like he was coming down the ski path at some high velocity and just veered 5-10 feet off to the right and ran into a tree. That was not the way it happened. He was well inside, off of the tree line, and off of the ski path. And the way they found the body, he was at the base of the tree with his right arm forward and up around the tree itself, as if hugging the tree or holding the tree or something. All right. That doesn't fit. If you're coming along at a good speed and you smack into a tree and boom, commonly, first off, you actually probably would fall backwards. It's sort of almost a reflex. You boom, you hit the thing and you bounce backwards. The chances of hitting it at this high velocity, injuring his front right upper head and forehead and right side of his temple and all, so violently to kill himself, and then to end up with the arm forward and around, that was strange. Then you have the fact that both skis and both of the ski poles were still in his hands and on his feet. They were properly still attached. At a violent accident like this, you would think that at least, first off, see, with that ski pole in your hand, that also makes it much more difficult for your right arm to be up and around encircling the trunk of the tree. That doesn't make sense. And the chances of one of the skis at least being sprung off and popping off of his feet also was very likely. So then when I looked into I got a little frog in my throat this morning. Let me take a drink here and clear my throat. Yeah. Excuse me. So when I looked in at the footage that I was able to get, this extraordinarily good footage taken by a couple of the networks the day after the death, actually, I found that there were boulders all around the place, again to slow a person down, but there was also an 18-inch diameter tree that is laying down in front of the one that he supposedly hit. And it's covered with snow pretty much, but it's, maybe 15, 20 feet long. And it's a log. Now it's laying down. And it's 18 inches in diameter. big enough and laying directly in front of the tree that he supposedly hit, that he probably would have hit that first with his skis. Well, see, then here we go again. How do you injure yourself at such a high speed directly into the tree with your head if you've already struck a log, and which obviously would impede that forward motion? So then when I looked into the fine points of the autopsy, well, first off, I noticed that all the injuries are to his forehead, upper right predominantly, the right side of his forehead, some to the right temple, his right eye, which was not necessarily broken. By that I mean the bone around his eye was not necessarily shattered, and his nose was not shattered that much as a direct blow might have done. But there are cracks from the injury up in his skull higher, but cracks that spread out on his face, but not what you would call a direct facial fracture.
Hold on, we'll be back in just a moment here with Bob Fletcher. And the DVD is a treasure of the Gone Over DVD. Terry, right back.
From the usual magnetic therapies, magnetic resonance stimulation has sawtooth pulsating frequencies, increasing cell oxygenation, improving metabolism, relaxing muscles, and eliminating pain while raising cellular energy so the body can heal itself. It's simple, it's effective, and it's for the entire family. Call Sherry Beitzel at Inside Out Therapies, 970-402-7174. That's 970-402-7174, or go to www.mediconsult.tv.
This is Ann Johnson. For 14 years, I've owned Brightside Natural Health. The prophecies of Revelation are being fulfilled at an amazing rate, and the kingdom of God is at hand. My passion is to follow God's command to heal the sick and share the reality of Jesus Christ. God faithfully shows me effective, life-changing products like Vital PSP. PSP helps the body heal itself the way God intended. God promises to be present in the midst of your storm. Stop the storm and enjoy God's abundant health. Call me at 303-833-2784.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
I'm saving 17 years off my mortgage.
I'm saving $66,000 in interest.
I will achieve the American dream in just 8 years.
These people didn't refinance. They didn't get a raise. In fact, most didn't change their budget or lifestyle at all. Instead, they made a simple switch in how they bank, which revolutionized their ability to pay off debt. This switch is not biweekly payments. Instead, it is a new and different way of you controlling your money.
I never thought that I would be debt-free or mortgage-free. I always thought that I would have a mortgage payment forever. I went to SwiftPayoff.com. I pay off my mortgage in less than half the time without changing my budget.
For more information, call 1-800-760-8091. Call 1-800-760-8091 today.
Better write that down.
Well, Dr. Stan, I found Bob Fletcher a very reliable source of information through the years. He's testified before the Senate. We have in some of the videos, you'll actually see the DVDs, you'll actually see his testimony there. And certainly we carry a number of the DVDs he's put out simply because they are accurate. And Bob, before we go on, would you like to get your web page out for our listeners?
Yes. Well, as a matter of fact, our website is down right now, but will be back up and functioning in a week or so. But in the meantime, you can email me at news@bobfletcher.info. That's news with that little insignia for at, Bob Fletcher, one word, .info, and let us know you're interested in any of the reports that we've done or the Sonny Bono report. And or you could drop me a snail mail, if you wish, to a post office box 216. That's a box 216, Bayview, Idaho. Bayview, Idaho, 83803, post office 216. Drop me a note if you wish that way, and that you're interested in any of the reports we have, and and matter of fact, I have the DVD on the report that I actually gave to Sonny that investigated all of the criminal activities that I'm afraid was the motive for his killing. And, of course, we have the brand new one that gives complete investigation that we're talking about now on Sonny's death. And it includes, as a matter of fact, some laboratory tests that we did that I'll talk about here in a moment.
All right, you go ahead. Well, so anyway, there were a number of strange things.
It's too much, Stan. It actually, there are too many unusual, peculiar points. And, of course, we have to realize that he was just simply found up there. Nobody up in the law enforcement knew that there was a very serious motive for his murder, and a very good reason for bad guys to eliminate him right then, because it was only a couple of weeks, literally maybe 10, 15 days, and he would be back in Washington and start this investigation. So, and of course, the law enforcement did not know that, so they didn't had the mindset that maybe somebody actually had jumped him and killed him, but the mindset was totally that he just ran into a tree. And so when the autopsy was done, it was done, unfortunately, not forensically looking for criminal activity, but actually forensically a mindset that he just ran into the tree. Let's find out exactly how he may have been killed from hitting the tree.
And, of course, you eventually contacted the coroner who did the autopsy, and he just refused to even discuss it, wasn't
well, it? Well, yeah, I'll tell you what. Yes, he did. I contacted the original person that did the physical autopsy, Dr. Polisari, and he's now retired. He has not done any of these in a few years. And he simply wrote a note back that said, I had a lot of good questions about it, but to get any other answers, just go back to and talk to the police about it, the law enforcement. And, of course, that was the end of that. He washed his hands of any further information on it. And when I did get back to the district attorney and to the sheriff, the sheriff wrote me a nice letter, but very non-cooperative, just saying that they had done what they thought was a real good autopsy, and they were, as far as they were concerned, it was just an accidental death. Matter of fact, it was a little peculiar. Now, the sheriff who's there now is the same sheriff that actually he's still in place, and he is the same sheriff that was the official a coroner and the official medical or investigator on the crime. When he did his a couple of news conferences after the death, immediately after the death, I thought it was peculiar because he pointed out once or twice, he said that we found that we didn't think anybody else was involved in his death. And that, you know, he kind of made a point of we didn't find any evidence of anybody else involved with his death. You know, he said that once or twice on a couple of different news reports, and I had a feeling that was a little strange. You know, if it's an accident, it's an accident. So, I mean, why would you go off and open that door? But he tended to do that. So, whatever. But let me switch back to the coroner's report again. we get looking at it, and one very important point that bothered me was, and I'm actually going to read this directly from the autopsy and have in front of me, and it says, some of the fractured bone pieces, this is again on the right forehead area, some of the fractured bone pieces have a curved configuration. Now, there's a couple things in that sentence. First of all, he's saying some of the fractured bone pieces have. That means more than just a singular piece of fractured skull, and has curved configuration. Well, this is an impact violent enough to actually have left a few pieces of the fractured skull in a curved configuration. That can almost only be done by some kind of a hard, curved, round, circular instrument, like the barrel of a pistol or a bar, steel bar. But more likely, the barrel of a pistol from pistol whipping. The location, direction, and size also of those wounds tends to support that idea. You won't get an 18-inch diameter tree will not give you an impact hard enough to have indented, curved wounds in the skull, and that's what he had. So, again, this is where you get to the potential of pistol whipping. I did a laboratory experiment with a pistol a couple of times on a laboratory skull, etc., which we include in our video and in the DVD. It genuinely appears that it was a pistol whipping. Now, we look farther into it and we find out that another point that's almost impossible. We have something technically, forensically, that's described as contra coup injuries. This is when the brain on the opposite side, or the skull on the opposite side of the injuries, is damaged, even though it was not directly hit itself, or did not hit something itself. And what takes place when you strike a standing object or your head hits a windshield moving forward at a violent or fast speed, or you violently hit a wall or a step or a fireplace stoop or a tree, when you do that, your brain bounces inside your skull and it causes a bruising and an injury to the back. In this case, it would have been at the backside of Sonny's head.
Called the contra coup type of injury, described as well, and physicians know about it, but always on the backside opposite where the injury was. We'll be back in just a moment here with Bob Fletcher.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
I'm saving 17 years off my mortgage.
I'm saving $66,000 in interest.
I will achieve the American dream in just 8 years.
These people didn't refinance. They didn't get a raise. In fact, most didn't change their budget or lifestyle at all. Instead, they made a simple switch in how they bank, which revolutionized their ability to pay off debt. This switch is not biweekly payments. Instead, it is a new and different way of you controlling your money.
I never thought that I would be debt-free or mortgage-free. I always thought that I would have a mortgage payment forever. I went to SwiftPayoff.com. I pay off my mortgage in less than half the time without changing my budget.
For more information, call 1-800-760-8091. Call 1-800-760-8091 today.
Better write that down.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Network, I guess, this morning, Bob Fletcher. And we're talking about his investigation, which you'll find on his excellent DVD of The Strange Death of Sonny Bono. Go right ahead.
Well, we, as we were saying, we were looking at the actual autopsy itself, and we have these unusually small, indented, high-impact cracks in his skull. And normally, as I was saying, we have it's called the contra coup injury, which is the opposite side injury, a reflex, the bouncing of the brain. And upon internal investigation by the autopsy done by the pathologist, he discovered that there was no contra coup injury at all. Now, normally, the difference here is that when you strike something, you will bounce the brain and get it. If you are hit with something in the front, the face, or the head, or the skull violently enough to possibly kill you, you don't necessarily get it. And that was the situation with Sonny. He did not have the contra coup brain bruising or injury. So then you say, well, okay, that's still a possibility there. Then there's another technical forensic point that jumps out. And this makes it, from my opinion, and I'm not an expert in this, I'm becoming one, I guess, but I was not originally, that's for sure. But the injury to the neck on a collision to a tree by a skier, not only is it almost every single person, of course, would have injury to the neck, but many people actually die from their impact with a tree, with ski accidents. They actually a lot of them die from the broken neck. They die from the neck injury, not only just the fractured skull, but quite often it's the neck itself. And again, this is where you get into the scientific part of it. But Sonny had no trauma to his neck. Not only was it not broken, but he didn't even apparently have microscopically small broken blood vessels, or in other words, not even a bruising in the neck from this immediate snapping back that would take place if you hit a tree at 30 miles an hour. You can't do that. You can't not have neck injury unless you're wearing a special neck support. Ah, that's possible. But he wasn't. So to have no neck injury, to have these funny little indented wounds of the skull, and to have things like no broken nose. His nose was fractured, of the little light bones around the nose, but they were sort of a spider web configuration coming from the actual injuries up at the top of his forehead, not so much a smashed face. He didn't have a smashed face and broken bones that way, even though they tell us that he ran head-on, face-first into the tree. Well, then here comes what really bothers me terribly. I'm looking through the autopsy, and I see where he says when he very first got into investigating, looking at the body, He describes that Sonny was wearing a parka, a ski parka, a shirt under that, another shirt, a third shirt under that, and then a fourth long john shirt as well. So he's wearing four shirts, two undershirts, three shirts, two undershirts, an overshirt, and then the fourth being his ski parka. And they indicate that there was a profuse amount of blood on all four of these garments.
But there was no wound on the body underneath that, was there?
That's right. Then, you say, he had some kind of an injury there, and he had enough blood to go through four different layers of clothing. But where was the wound? There was none. He had no wound whatsoever on his back. And even down to his underwear, his underpants, had some blood staining of it. So it was that profuse. And there was a tear indicated, an L-shaped tear on the back of the jacket, externally on the outside of the jacket. Well, you right away you have to say, whoa, let's back up here. How in the world do you get three, four layers of clothing soaked with blood, or at least enough blood to go through all four, and even into his underwear, and find out that he has no wound? Well, that blood had to have come from someone else. There's no way that you would have a recognizable amount of staining through four layers of fabric. So we also did a surprising laboratory experiment. We replicated the parka that he was, ski jacket he was wearing, and the three other shirts that he would have been wearing. And we've dropped synthetic laboratory blood on the back from the outside where the tear on the jacket was located. And I believe my memory serves me correctly, we did 24 drops of blood, and we let it sit for about 45 minutes. And to our complete amazement and shock, from externally doing that, we find out that we could replicate this extraordinary amount of blood staining through all four garments. Now, what that means and what our intention with that experiment was to find out if, in fact, somebody had gotten a good nosebleed from the back. Somebody had grabbed Sonny from the back, and he had flailed around a little bit and popped somebody, you hit him with his elbow or something and got given him a nosebleed, then that would be a very simple, clear, and logical a manner by which all this blood could have gotten on the back of Sonny's jacket. So we have no trauma to the neck. We have unusual little indented wounds on the head that match a gun barrel in size and shape. We have no contract.
We're out of time.
But
I'm hoping the listeners will want to get the report that you put together on DVD. God bless. We'll talk to you later. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Stan.
Bye-bye.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC brings you another meet and greet Sunday, September the 14th. Bob Ferris of Ferris Survival will be here along with Sherry Beitzel of Inside Out Therapies. Meet Sherry and Bob here at the KHNC studios located at 2 South Parish Avenue in Johnstown from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Once again, that's Sunday, September the 14th. You can contact Ferris Survival at 303-781-0343 or Inside Out Therapies at 970-402-7174 for more information. Meet and greet Sunday, September the 14th.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof,
or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and of course our guest this morning, Bob Fletcher. We have the DVD, The Murder of Sonny Bono. We have a number of Sonny's other DVDs. One of them, of course, was his investigation of a fraud at the highest level of our government, and of course the drug smuggling by the CIA. Anyway, if you call our number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. They can tell you about all the DVDs we have. We have one that he put together on UFOs. We have one on the murder of John Fitzgerald Kennedy. And, of course, it's very obvious that the Warren Commission was not telling the truth. So these are all cover-ups. I think it's important that you get the information. And you understand that a number of our congressmen have been silenced by one means or another, whether it be Traficant, Congressman Traficant, where they planted people in his office to gather information on him because they wanted to silence him. Congressman George Hansen, who was sent to prison for supposedly filling out a form incorrectly. He filled out a form incorrectly. They put him in prison. They tortured him for 10 years. And then the Supreme Court determined that, oh, shucks, the law that he was convicted under really wasn't valid, and they apologized after they'd ruined his health, they'd ruined his career, that bankrupted his family. Congressman George Hansen, we do have our interviews with Congressman Hansen before he passed away. But this is what happens to congressmen who speak out. Did a wonderful interview, I think it was just two nights ago, with one of the survivors of the Liberty, the USS Liberty. And, of course, this was the ship that was actually was attacked by the Israelis. And, of course, the Israeli government was working in concert with the American government. In fact, the President Johnson ordered the planes that were sent to rescue the men on the Liberty back twice. And as he told the Admiral, and you'll hear the story if you get our four tapes out on the Liberty, I want that ship down at the bottom of the Mediterranean. And, of course, I pulled those planes back, and they left the American servicemen, over 200 of them on the Liberty, to die. They were all supposed to be killed, and they weren't. But the amazing thing was they were all threatened. Every man on the Liberty was told if he ever revealed the truth publicly, he would spend the rest of his life in prison or worse. That's what they were told. And for 20 years, they were afraid to speak out. Same thing happened to the survivors of the Pueblo, another intelligence ship. And they were all threatened by our government, never tell the truth, or you'll spend the rest of your life in prison. I know people who've been sent to prison because they told the truth. And when one of them got out, he started to tell again. He was immediately rearrested and sent back to prison. You wonder why we have one out of every 32 adults in America in prison, probation, or in prison today. One out of every 32 Americans is in prison, probation, or a parole in America today. These things, you say they couldn't be happening. Well, they are happening, ladies and gentlemen. That's why you need to go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. Get our information. Help others to understand what's going on. And then we've got some great new sections on other videos. We have our section on videos. We have our section on our radio programs. On our certainly, you can get our newsletters. They're all free there. We do hope many of you can help Radio Liberty as we try gradually to expand our network across the country, and we are expanding it, and we need your help. Our number 1-800-5.